9 FM, live and local. This is the morning primetime newsmaker.
And the Wednesday newsmaker brought to you by Mel's Tire, 915 Graham, where service is not expensive, it's priceless.
This is Allison of Mel's Tire. We are proud to serve the agricultural community. Mel's Tire can dispatch trucks to get you back in the field when any tire problems arise. And our store in Emporia stocks tires specifically made for farm vehicle performance. So the next time you have a farm tire need, call us at Mel's Tire or see us at 915 Graham in Emporia.
The service is not expensive. It's priceless at Mel's Tire.
Mel's Tire, where service is not expensive. It's priceless.
KBOE, we are live and we are local and we are happy that you're with us on this Wednesday morning, the 30th day of the month of March. It is 7:22, 44 degrees, and we're very pleased to be joined on our primetime newsmaker this morning by Kayla Mock. Kayla, the founder, director, organizer, First Friday Art Walk here in Emporia. Kayla, good morning.
Good morning.
How are you today?
I'm good. I'm chilly. Chilly morning.
It is chilly.
Just 40 degrees cooler than it was yesterday afternoon.
Yeah, we slept with our windows open last night, and that was a mistake.
Well,
a rude awakening this morning.
There it is. Well, Kayla, always great to have you here. And this is First Friday coming up on Friday. Welcome to the month of April. And the presenting venue this month will be where?
The presenting venue for April 1st is Tallgrass Trends Boutique. They are located at 606 Commercial Street, and they will be featuring the artwork of Jody Heerman. This is going to be Jody's last art walk. She and Kent are moving to Nebraska to be closer to family, so we want to send her out with a nice art walk.
Nice, nice, nice. So 606 Commercial, and of course the art walks begin at 5 o'clock on Fridays, the first Friday. And well, how many venues will be hosting artists this month, Kayla?
We have 12 venues this month. So Ashlyn Bowles will be at Chia Meats. Brenda Thompson will be at Gravel City Roasters. Emmett Aravalo is at L&L Pets. There is a new show at Mulready's Pub. It's called From the Collection. We've asked a few people to bring down pieces from their private collections. So that'll be, you know, a fun show. Molly Chenault is at Sweet Granada. Millicent Dagworth is at Dusty Trail. The ESU Print Guild is at Twin Rivers Winery. And the Ampersand Vinyl Records guy is at Vault Meats and Cheeses. And then also we've got a bit of a twofer. The Emporia Arts Center is hosting the ESU Annual Juried Student Art Show. And then Trox Gallery and Gifts is hosting the Salon des Refusés, which is a show that dates back, you know, to, I think, the 1800s in France, and it literally means the exhibition of the refused. So the pieces that weren't selected by the juror to be in the student show come over to Trox Gallery and Gifts, and you can see all of them that way.
April 1st, the First Friday Art Walk. Well, for those who are not aware, tell us how the art walk works, Kayla.
You can visit any of the 12 participating venues this month and pick up a passport. The passport will tell you what artist is at each venue, and there is their addresses listed, and then the specials that each business is offering. And if you need to look at a map to know where to go, you can visit EmporiaFirstFriday.com, and all of that information is right there for you.
And can you win a big prize at the end?
You absolutely can. Tallgrass Trends is going to put together a nice gift basket with a gift certificate that you can win. And then also I want to add that at 6 o'clock during the Art Walk on Friday, we are going to be announcing the winners of the fourth annual Emporia First Friday sticker design competition. Ooh. So three artists will be winning $50 cash money. And, they'll get to have their stickers printed to represent Emporia First Friday Art Walk.
So was it tough to pick the winners there?
It absolutely was. I'm lucky we had a panel of judges, so it wasn't all on me. I get to, you know. But we did People's Choice Award on Facebook, and the winner got 317 votes. Ooh. In about 48 hours. It was a landslide. So, yeah, we're pretty excited about that.
Well, we know that you're at Trox Gallery and Gifts downtown. How is the Art Walk space doing that you have there?
It's coming along.
Is it? Okay.
We're, Yeah, we've got the meeting space all set up, so we're ready to host some meetings up there and some workshops. Lucas and Steve Moody were very kind and built me a framing table, so we're getting that in there, and I've applied for some grants for a large format printer. That way we can make prints of artists' work. So, you know, we're still waiting for a few pieces to come together, but it's looking really good, and we're excited to welcome some people up here with some workshops coming soon.
Now, you mentioned at the Emporia Arts Center you have the ESU Annual Juried Student Exhibition. Will there be some musicians there? I heard there might be some musicians there, too.
Ooh, I don't know. Yeah. I haven't heard that.
I thought maybe the, the flute folks might be there.
Yeah,
I heard from the music department that they plan on making an appearance at the Art Center during First Friday Art Walk. So.
Sweet. I love it when they play. It sounds beautiful in that atrium and in the gallery. Yeah. And Dave Leiker was the juror this year, so I think he picked some really good pieces there from the ESU students.
Well, plenty to see and do, as always. We want you to save the date here in the month of June. Tell us what will be happening in June. You know, obviously, that's Unbound. When we head into the first weekend in June, what's going to be happening?
We are, for the first time ever, we're going to move the Art Walk to the second Friday of the month because it does fall on that day before the race, and it's chaos downtown, you know? And, you know, all of the venues, you know, I think that they, you know, feel obligated to participate, but then, you know, they're getting up at 4 and 5 in the morning to watch the launch, and then it's just a busy day, and everyone's just pooped. So we are going to just move it to June 10th, and that is also going to be Pride Weekend downtown. The Pride Parade is going to be on Saturday, and I think there's some drag shows planned, so that's going to be a fun weekend, and we're just going to move the Art Walk over there and see how that goes.
The second Friday Art Walk, first ever, coming up in June. Stay tuned for details, and I know you have a website with all kinds of information on it, don't you?
We absolutely do. It is EmporiaFirstFriday.com.
And you're also, as you alluded to, on Facebook.
Yep, Facebook and Instagram. We haven't jumped over to Snapchat or TikTok. We're not ready for that. I feel like I'm too old.
Oh, you're too old. Oh, yeah, stop it. All right. Kayla, thanks. We appreciate your time, as always.
Thank you. Have a great day.
Good to talk to you. Yeah, Kayla Mock, who is the founder, the director, the organizer, all of it for First Friday, and is coming up this Friday downtown. Activities begin at 5 p.m., Scott.
All right, sir, and coming up tomorrow on our Newsmaker, we'll be visiting with Emporia Theater Director Rebecca Herrera. She'll be previewing Almost Kiss and other upcoming events at the Emporia Granada Theater. As mentioned yesterday, we're full the rest of this week. Next week, already starting to fill up for the week of April 11th. April is going to be a very busy month, so if you have an event coming up, I would not wait to get in so you can preview yours. Get a hold of us, 620-342-1400, or email kvoe@kvoe.com.
Thank you, Scott. Our newsmaker this morning brought to you by Mel's Tire at 915 Graham in Emporia. Mel's Tire, where service is not expensive, it is priceless. Mel's Tire, 915 Graham. Good morning at 7:30.
This is Marcus Circle, manager of Emporia Golf Course. It's time to get your junior signed up for PGA Junior League. This program is for kids from 6 to 17 and of all skill levels. It's a fun and exciting way to introduce this great game to young people. Go to PGA Junior